the remains of Baby John, also known as one of the Kerry babies, were exhumed from his grave in Carras Iveen. It's been 37 years since his body, which has never been identified, was discovered on a South Kerry beach. No one has ever come forward to claim him. We've been looking at the science that has led to this exhumation, and our reporter Amy Ní Riada is here now to tell us more. Amy, there is little detail on the exhumation itself. What do you know so far?
Well, Gavin, we know that Baby John's remains were examined after they were found on White Strand Beach in Carras Iveen in 1984, but as you said, he remains unidentified 37 years later. He was only 5 days old, had 28 stab wounds, and has been buried for almost four decades. I asked a forensic anthropologist, that's someone who studies human remains, about the level of evidence that can be salvaged after so much time. He said that if any preservation methods were used, what you would find 20 or 30 years later is something similar to a full body, but if those methods weren't used, then you were only examining bones. And from those bones, an examination can determine age, gender, wounds. Of course, Gardaí already have that information, so that leaves the identification of the remains. I'll go into detail in that in just a moment, but first, I also spoke to a consultant forensic archaeologist who was involved in the search and recovery of human remains, although she wasn't involved in this specific exhumation. Her name is Dr. Niamh McCullough. She's worked with the Independent Commission on the Location of Victims' Remains, on the Mother and Baby Home Commission investigation, and regularly works on missing person cases with An Garda Síochána. I first asked Dr. McCullough about the objectives of an exhumation.
In cases that are a number of decades old, speaking generally, I suppose principally, you're looking to locate the remains. That's your very first step. You can try and establish additional information about cause of death. In a case such as this, I would imagine principally the main achievement for this case will be the pursuit of identification.
Dr. Niamh McCullough there. Now, we have little detail from Gardaí on the reason why this exhumation was carried out, other than it being very necessary and very important. Samples taken from Baby John at the time proved there was no link between himself and the wrongly accused Joanne Hayes, but Gardaí were not able to identify the remains. Of course, that was 37 years ago, and there have been significant advances in DNA profiling technology since then. Just last year, that new technology was used by Forensic Science Ireland to identify the remains of nine people, as Dr. McCullough explains.
From the very first step of exhumation and the involvement of forensic archaeology and that step-by-step method, additional information can be garnered through to the role of the forensic anthropologist, who will provide additional information, again establishing cause of death, selecting the most suitable sample that you can use to proceed with identification through bone. And the single most important advancement in technology in this case is an improved method for extracting DNA from bone in recent years, and it has proved quite successful in many missing persons cases recently. So this is really one of the most significant advances in technology that has occurred in the last 37 years.
Hola, Amy, remind us of the appeal issued by Gardaí.
The Garda superintendent in charge of the review into the unsolved murder, Fleur Murphy, has again appealed to the mother of the baby to come forward. Gardaí still believe there are members of the public with information on the discovery of Baby John in 1984 and are encouraging anyone who does to come forward.
Amy, thank you. That's our reporter, Amy Ní Riada.